Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
K8RUH.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8GBV, monitoring.
NADBF, mobile.
8RUH.
W8FP. Morning.
Jeez, and just like that, the whole band is together.
Well, good morning. Oh man, didn't get a whole lot done this weekend personally, but hope it was different for you. Nope, I dug out one flower bed, drank a lot of beer, hung out with the wife and kids, and that's about it. What about you, Anthony?
I think I got stuff done. Nothing that was notable. Cut the grass. I don't know what else I did. I wish they had a pool that was open yesterday, but not a whole lot. And Sean, don't cut yourself short. You get the whole system remapped and got the new All-Star nodes online that you've been agonizing over for weeks. So if that's all you accomplished over the weekend, you accomplished something big.
Oh, I forgot I did that too. Yeah, I updated my note because Sean updated the hub.
It's not getting anything meaningful done. Oh, man. Oh, and it may change again, Dakota. I'm thinking about changing the nodes you connect to. I'll let you know. It won't be anything you'll have to modify. It'll be one you can actually just punch in the number. So, because the private node I'm having you connect to is not reporting, so you can't actually see, like in a bubble chart, you can't actually see the repeaters and other reasons, but I don't know, figuring it out. Just tell me what I gotta do.
Well, the weather looks like it's gonna hold today and tomorrow and then cool back off, and I don't know that I really have a problem with it. 80 to 85 all at once seemed really hot. So I could use a little ease into this heat, that's for sure.
What did it hit yesterday? It was running around with shorts and tennis shoes. And so it felt pretty good. I'll bet you it was pushing 80. I don't know what it hit yesterday. Didn't pay attention. I heard we were going to have a couple days of this, so I guess that's how it goes. No complaints either way, but, oh man, I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt today with sleeves rolled up. We'll see how that goes. I'm in air conditioning most all day, so it shouldn't be a problem. And Dakota, nothing yet. I'm just scratching my head looking at how things shook out and debating on whether I have the repeaters connect differently. I got one of two ways to want to have them connect. So when I figure it all out, I'll let you know.
That works for me. Just send it over whenever you make a change and I'll update it. And I remember yesterday I was outside, I checked my phone real quick at one point. It said 81. So I don't know if that was the highest, but it was definitely 80 something.
Yeah, I think it may have gotten to 83 down by us, down by me at least. I don't know if I got any higher than that. The forecast is, I think, 85 today. which will be nice, but like I said, it, all at once, it takes a pretty good adjustment. That's like it going down to zero all at once.
Yeah, we've had some weird, swings this year, but as I'm driving along here, everything's all green, and it's definitely, we've made it. I think we're definitely out of the bad stuff now into the summery stuff, so only took us halfway through May. I guess that's okay. That just means we'll have a nice Memorial Day.
I'm hoping. I want some good weather for a long weekend, that's for sure.
You know, it makes me think of the rain, you know, because we've had years where it just rained and rained and rained. You know, and we didn't get a break from it until June, July. It's like, but it seemed like we missed all of spring, early summer, just the rain. And this year we, you know, obviously not, but boy, we could sure use it, at least, not necessarily here as much as, well, probably here as well, but it got me kind of thinking about water and good grief. We got a crisis coming with water, and I don't think we can avoid it because I think everybody's got their eyeballs on the Great Lakes. Yeah, I know that's been a topic of discussion forever, but it's becoming more and more of a target because there's less and less water.
It will be interesting when there's a battle over natural resources. Things get weird, that's for sure.
I was watching something on the Great Lakes yesterday. They said it doesn't turn over like you think. If we were to deplete it, it would probably, we wouldn't fill it in many lifetimes. You know, it's not something that's refilling. Most of it's glacial melt from thousands and thousands of years ago, you know, tens of thousands of years ago. That most of the water in the Great Lakes is glacial melt, and that, you know, it goes up and down with the watershed and the droughts and all that stuff, but the vast majority of it is this glacial melt that's trapped there from the last ice age. Seems outrageous, but seemed like a pretty legit program that I was watching. And that's why they were talking about how, you know, if we siphon it off, you know, we don't get it back. You know, it's like, it's you know, we have an equilibrium thing kind of going on. My question is, where do people think it comes from when you take it out? Do they not know how evaporation and precipitation and all that stuff works?
Dakota, you're talking about a population that doesn't know where their food comes from. Of course they don't know where their water comes from. Hey, guys, I'm going to hop out of the car here. I'll switch over to my phone. This is KERUH. I will be back on in a few minutes. I'll talk to you guys soon.
It may not work, Anthony. You may get a fast busy. If you're running DB Switch, I can send you credentials to get in, but I had to change some things, and then I had to put in a ticket with Ham VoIP, and, you know, until they get to it, it's broken. So, just FYI, you may just get a busy signal. I think he uses his cell phone, like repeater phone.
That is what I use, and it seems to be working.
Right, yeah, repeater phone will still work. Okay, I thought you were going into like Ham VoIP or something. All right, very good. Of course, it just occurred to me how I can fix it until they fix their part.
They were pretty quick when I put in a ticket with them. I would say less than a day.
Well, I put it in on a Saturday, so I don't know if, you know, I know they're mostly volunteers, so they don't really treat it like a 9-to-5, but I didn't expect much on a Saturday or a Sunday. So we'll see if they get it today. It occurred to me, if I kept the same node number that I used on the old system, it'd still be working, because they're using DDNS, my DDNS name, and everything else is the same. So just goes to the new hub if they use the DDNS. The problem is they changed the port number. So they're coming in for, they're looking for port 1999, and I changed that on the new hub to 1030. So that's, I could fix that by just creating a node 1999 and letting them connect. But yeah, it's a lot of work that I have to undo and redo and all that. So maybe I won't. I bet you they update it by today, if not early tomorrow. If only I had my new iPhone, then I'd be able to have a repeater phone. So I got BB Switch, I can do that, because I know the secret backdoor codes. Are you finally making the switch? Yeah, I thought that's what we were referring to. I was referring to your switching to iPhone. Oh, yeah, kinda. I'm getting a FirstNet device. So I said, look, I'm not carrying three phones. So they won't let me do anything creative on the work-issued one, so I'm getting my own. And I'm going to put the FirstNet SIM on, you know, one of the eSIMs, and then transfer my current T-Mobile over to the other SIM. So I'll have two iPhones. One of them will be dual SIMed.
That's the way to do it, and that's why I still have my other number on Google Voice, waiting to decide if I'm going to stay with T-Mobile or what whatever transpires with your stuff.
And I just switched over to Mount Clemens. Are we still, are we connected?
Yeah, I don't know. Romeo's being weird. I said, I still got my other number on Google Voice. I'm just waiting to see what pans out with your project you're working on.
Oh, yeah, no, I heard you. So how do you got Google Voice? I have a Google Voice number, and, you know, but it's just virtual. I just have it forward to whatever I, you know, whatever cell phone I want.
Mine is an app, so you should be able to do the same thing. You just sign into it, and there's a couple settings you got to tweak to, like, enable calls on something, but that's where mine's at. I just parked it there, and I think I'm going to be making a switch for work here soon, so I'll probably go back to having two numbers again.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been on the app, and I've got it, like I said, right now when somebody dials my Google Voice number, it comes right to my cell phone. But, I mean, it's not in any way tied to my cell phone. It's just, you know, it's just basically forwarding. Well, except for since I got the app on my phone, it allows me to make calls with that number. So, I guess it's there, but through an app, it's not really natively on the phone.
Correct. It's voice. It's not its own service or carrier.
There you go. Yeah, I got so many numbers. It's stupid. I don't even use some of them. I've got a VoIP MS number. I've got a Google Voice number. I use both of those interchangeably for, like, my home phone number. And I got my cell number. And I got my work cell number. And now I'm going to have a T-Mobile number. Or, I mean, a first that number. It's like, ugh. I was honestly thinking about porting one of those numbers over to the FirstNet device. I don't know, haven't really, I want to use that FirstNet device because part of the project here is to evaluate the service in my area of operation. So I'd really like to get, so I'm probably going to have to forward some stuff over to that. From what I've seen, it works pretty damn good. My wife has it, and there's been several times where she's had service and I haven't. But it's on the flip side of that, too. I've had service and she hasn't because there's just, you know, there's only so much coverage. Not that I think it matters, but that's something I want to find out. But does she have FirstNet or just AT&T? She's on FirstNet. Sorry about that. Just was ordering my coffee. You see, she's got actually FirstNet. That's cool. Yeah, and the appeal to me is it's like $45, or no, $35 a month or something ridiculous. On another note, I really hope I can find my adapter to go for to put a Pi 2W on my monitor. I got to get one set up for the Broadcastify feed. If you can, I'm sure you can get one on Amazon in about, what is it, 3 hours or less for $4.
K8RUH, I'm back, Jovan.
That was a particularly chatty barista. Go ahead, Anthony.
Sometimes it's good when they're chatty, and sometimes it's bad when they're chatty. But it's nice to get decent customer service, that's for sure.
She had a lot of ink, so I was asking her about her ink after she was going off. So I said, so once I did that, game on.
Man, I haven't gotten a tattoo in probably 10 years. No. 8, 7.
I don't have any. Don't plan to. I've thought about it over the years, and at this point, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't really need one.
Yeah, this girl's looked like her ink was relatively fresh and new. Colors were popping, so hadn't faded yet. Going to be a lot of grandmas out there with full body tattoos or sleeves. Going to be a lot of grandmas out there with that.
So far, my oldest tattoo is, what is that? Almost, God, how old was that? 17, so whatever that is. And it hasn't started to fade yet, so fingers crossed they make it another 20 years.
Yeah, it could. It'll be interesting in 20, 30 years. These full sleeves, full body, full legs. You know, like just to see how it holds up. Hopefully, it holds up. But I would imagine at some point you're back in the chair getting touch-ups and getting color done again and stuff like that. Or it looks terrible. I don't know. It's an interesting one. That's for sure.
Or you just wear them like an old suit and tell the story. So I remember, I forget what we were talking about, but my buddy Ren, because we were young, so it was a bigger deal than it is now, but I remember we were sitting around drinking beer and somebody mentioned something about a tattoo or something like that, and I don't even remember how it led up to it, but I just remember Rennie just sitting there with his beer, and he goes, I got tattoos old enough to vote. And I don't remember why he said that to the person. We were all just standing around drinking beer.
I'm pocketing that line because that's not too far off for me. That's actually, damn, yeah. You don't realize how long ago something was until you put it in that context. But, yeah, that's my plan. Wear, like, an old suit. I'm not touching them up. I've had one touched up because I was renovating my old house after I got it done and was wearing gloves. And as it was healing, I took the glove off and it took the entire tattoo off with it. So I had to get bare skin re-tattooed. It felt great.
That sounds absolutely awful. Oh, man, that's terrible. But on that note, I got to get to it here, guys. Got a boatload of emails and all the fun of the morning already starting. So I'll catch up with you guys this afternoon, possibly. K-E-8-R-U-H. Have a good day.
All righty, Anthony. I'm in my parking lot just circling here to find a parking spot. Got to get around all the construction dudes who, let's see here, as I pull around here, have any of them taken any of my spots? No. All right. Good deal. So, yeah, my truck washed, and I just looked at the sky. I said, oh, good, nice day. And then I checked the weather. It says 60% chance of thunderstorms. Did you guys hear that? Or, Sean, did you hear that? Anthony, I'll catch you later. No, I can't say that I have, but I haven't been checking. I usually just ask it in the morning what the weather is, and I'm mostly listening for the temperature. So I got to get in the Cintas guys here with our mats, and the door's not open. I'm the first one here, so I'm going to go let him in. W8FUF ears. Sounds good. I'm not too far out myself. N-A-Z-D-F. W-A-R-C-Y with your morning weather report. Let's hear it, Donald.
Over the next 24 hours, starting this afternoon through till tonight, early tomorrow morning, we have two waves of severe thunderstorms coming through, but they're scattered. We may miss the first one, but we might get hit with the second one later on this evening. But other than that, it's just going to be a, like you guys were talking, an 80-degree day. That's it for now. W8RCY.
Thanks, Donald. Well, since my grass needs watering, I can guarantee a thunderstorm. I'm going to go wash my truck. If I don't wash my truck, it won't rain. N-A-C-B-S.
There's more fun tomorrow, too, and you'd be with.
That's not, you know, company cars or leased cars or anything like that. The ones that I've owned, and I've had all black, and, you know, black does not look good unless it's washed. It's a pain in the butt to keep clean, but when I was younger, yeah, I was washing my car 2-3 times a week, and my future ex-wife was a waitress, so we had plenty of quarters for the quarter car wash. Her car was always clean. My car was always clean. So I get it. There's a lot of pride in, you know, owning cars for sure. All right. Everybody have a good week. If you're still out there and listening, W8RCY.
It's not even pride. It's just filth. Live on a dirt road and was on a bunch of dirt roads this weekend, and it's got zero color other than the black, everything on it. Lance, I heard you in there. Good morning.
Yeah, it looks like we got a whole another round of storms coming tomorrow, too, so maybe we'll get some rain. I was supposed to get storms yesterday, but it all went north.
I know, I was doing my rain dance, and you and I are north, and we still didn't get it.
Yeah, it was a little further north. It was, started, west of Bay City and just cut off the thumb. They had tornado warnings, too, so. Not sure if one cuts it out or not, but I know it's on radar.
I feel like there's been a lot of those this spring / summer. Hope I don't have to deal with any of that. But I am going to skip washing the truck if we got stuff coming tomorrow. Maybe I'll hit the quarter wash to make me feel a little bit better about myself. But I'm gonna pull in my apartment here and clear out. So safe travels, or I don't know if you're going in today or not, but I will catch you later. NADVF.
Yep, I gotta go in every day now. So. Usually the last few years there's been a lot of tornadoes. And the one at Grand Blanc in February a couple of years ago. So, yeah. And I forgot we started construction. So I'm in traffic now. How you doing?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Let me try my ATV for a second. Oh, right there I go. I'm coming into the Flint area. Kind of, sort of, but not really. But I know my DMR is set on GMRS, but my coworker is about a mile ahead of me. But I got my AT owner where I can hit with it. Be right back in case you can jump.
Sounded good there. I don't know if you switched to Flint on analog, but that sounded good there.
Yeah, it's just those trees right there on Wilder Road. You know, it's like the crossover between Dakota Tower and Flint. Between Clint, Holly, and Maisel sometimes.
Yeah, Holly's probably worst choice right now. Steve is still shot on that. I haven't got up there to look at it. Flint was much improved about a month ago, so on a real machine.
Yeah, Holly's a little bit of a stretch. I just flipped over there real quick. But, let me have... picking up Flint, so that's a good thing. I was here in the end Richmond, believe it or not, but I think it's just a little bit of propagation this morning.
Yeah, you'll get that this time of year. It's been cooling, you get those temperature variations.
Yeah, if I'm hitting Flint from Lapeer, I mean, that's pretty decent, I think. It happens during the day.
Yeah, not too far of a stretch, but maybe. Yeah, we'll see. I'm about to go in the parking garage, so I will say 7-3.
All right, take it easy, Lance. Have a good day at work. 73, KCO.
All right, White seems to be up and running.
Very good. KFA-FGF. Thank you.
Good morning, fellows. KC8KJO.
Good morning, KJO. KFA-FGF.
It's a wonderful day to travel today, heading to Cadillac and then by Grand Blanc, but we'll see how it goes as the day moves on.
I love sunglasses days. Any day you gotta wear sunglasses is a great day.
Yeah, yesterday was gorgeous for a nice 3 mile walk through the park and then another half mile through Eastern Market. It was a good day yesterday. Casey, get you.
Yeah, we need to enjoy our morning. We're in southern Michigan, it's supposed to rain this afternoon. So, yeah, definitely enjoy your morning. If you're traveling or working outdoors or whatever you happen to be doing, enjoy it while we can. KF8FTS.
And whatever WNFU fixed in regards to the network. Thank you, sir. I don't know what happened, but... everything sounded fine to me all day, all morning. Yeah, Dave, this is a rarity that, you know, on a Monday that we're doing something on the west side. Usually we're local. I mean, last week I think we were in Sheboygan and then to Petoskey and then home, but today is a rare occasion that we're heading up there beginning of the week.
Drive carefully. Watch out for the other guy. You know, the idiots are out cruising the highway. KF8FGS 73 Cujo. We're destinated. Come visit with Dad for a bit. We'll talk to you next time. KF8FGS out.
Have a good morning, gang. 73 KCFK Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, good question. So I powered up the units and it came up on the head FL05-24. Is that a firmware issue?
Could be wrong control head or something. I'm not 100% sure. Probably a control head mismatch. I can look it up.
Does that mean I've got a wrong physical unit, or is it just something about upgrading it? Yeah, it's up. Excuse me, FL05-94.
Yeah, that's a hardware or firmware mismatch between the control head and the transceiver. That can easily be fixed. So you just kind of have to get the programming software in the cable and you can fix that. But it's just whatever those control heads were, whatever control head those bricks were set up for doesn't match what you're trying to connect to them. But it's not a big deal.
Okay, so are you still available later or for lunch?
Yeah, whatever you want. Just let me know.
All right, would it be helpful if I should bring the units with me?
I mean, I bring them, but we'll have to play it by ear whether we can look at them. It depends on company.
Understand. Okay. So about 11:30. That's when you're free.
Yeah, like I said, anytime I kind of do as I please. So, but that's normally when I break, somewhere 11:30, give or take. Which would it be? Usually no earlier than 11:30. I usually shoot for 11:30, but like I said, often I get tied up and it's not until later than that. So I'd say anytime from 11:30 on, if we want to do lunch. I wouldn't let it get too much past 12:30, 1 o'clock, but that screws up dinner. But, like I said, I'm usually ready to cut for lunch about 11:30. But I'm very flexible.
Let's get all that exercise you're doing. All right, I'll plan on being there right around 11:30. See you then. Okay, Pierre.
All righty. I'm working on figuring out where to connect, where to connect up. You can do what I sent you if you want, but I'm probably going to change that because right now I have the repeaters connecting to a private node, and that's great, except for if you pull a bubble chart, all you see is a pink one that says private node, and then all the repeaters are on the other side of that, and you don't see them. I'm like, well, I don't like that. You know, I mean, it's only the bubble chart, but still, I'm debating on what I'm going to do. So I'll let you know.
Okay, I'm just still getting through my stuff here. Where did you send me that by text? Oh, wait a minute. Is this it? I'm trying to see here. Okay, I think I see it. Okay, sorry. Okay, here it is. RPT.config. Okay.
Yeah, it's easy enough to do.
Connected to CMN network.
So if you could, it cleans things up for me a little bit. But and then if I switch it, you know, you'll just have to. If I switch it, it won't be a private node. It'll be a published. I just can't decide whether it's going to be 48,000 or 48. 4810. It was going to be 481000 or 481000. I can't. Well, whatever. It's going to be one of those two. I just haven't decided yet.
All right. Well, I'll give it a try. All right. We'll see you in a bit. KPR.
All right. I'm putzing with it now, so I'll see it. Okay. Later. W8FU. Now, private node should already be going to 481002, so you don't do 48412 anymore.
Great. Okay.
KPR, W8FU. And that's just punch in the new number. There's, you know, you don't, it's not a private node, so you don't have to do anything special. Just use the new number.
All right.
I mean, of course, you'll have to change any. Of course, you'll have to change any startup scripts or any of that. But it's a reporting node, so you can just type in the node number and it'll go there.
Connected to CMM network.
Okay, sounds good. Let's see. Oh yeah, I do have a cron job running here. I'll have to adjust that.
All right. Very good. I'm just trying to get the last little bugaboos going to effect. About the only thing I got left to do besides stragglers is get the Broadcastify feed going. I'm going to have to set up a whole separate tie on Hamvoid for that. Ugh.
Yeah. I know about that. All right. Get you later. Okay, yeah.
Okie dokie. W8FU.
Okay, Peter does. Sean, you still there?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay. There you are. Okay. On the Allman 3 dashboard, is there a way to get rid of this? To not view it with the side panel with all the other buttons, just have a full screen of the notes.
I'm not sure if there's a way that you can do that individually for you, but I know there's a way I can eliminate it for everyone, which I'm not going to do.
Yeah, I seem to remember when I was playing around with it, there was a way to turn that off. I didn't know if it was on the user end.
There very well could be. I don't know. If you know, let me know. I know if you bring it up on your phone, it'll bring it up vertically, and it won't be, you know, off to the side and pushing it off, unless you choose to, you know, view as a web page.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the way I have it set with that, I got multi-screen here, it's kind of crowded. The old version was displayed very nicely in the section I have allotted for it.
Since we're on the subject, I have a question. W8RCY.
Go ahead.
Yesterday when I was playing with the new screens, I was able to just bring up the 48100002, whichever one it is, that has just the R notes on it and private notes. Now I lost that feature and it doesn't have it anymore, so all I did is the full dashboard and not an individual choice. That changed. I was going to ask you about that, but since you're on this later on today, but since you're on the subject, I brought it up. W8RCY.
That's something you can do on your end.
Okay, I'll look into it a little further. Thank you. I was able to do it yesterday, but these new changes with this new one thing on there that says all scan, the multicolor, really cool looking screen, kind of replaced some of that stuff. I'll dig for it. Thank you for your time. I'll let you two carry on. W-E-R-C-Y.
Well, that's all I got. All right. I'm going to see if there's anything I can do on my user end if I can change how that displays. I don't think there is, but who knows. All right. Case clear.
Okay, sorry. I got pulled off on work. Donald, when I get some time, I'll show you how to format your, and you can save it so you can view just one. But if you're using the reason it didn't change. What happened is I'm redirecting I'm redirecting it to everything, and so that's what's happened. I can show you how to, that's the normal, is to see everything. But I can absolutely show you how to see just which boxes you want. But it'll have to wait because I'm busy with work and what in between when I don't have time, I got to focus on finishing the rest of the work on this. No need to comment. Just letting you know. Bear with me. It's on the bottom of the list of things I got to do for this, but it's there.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Copy. I understand. W-A-R-C-Y.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
W8RJB from W8FU. W8RJB. Ryan, you listening? W8FU.
He might not be, but I'm back, at least on this side of the state. W8FSM.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not home yet, but I'm headed that way.
NAWTA Schools.
NAWRO, what are you calling me?
Yeah.
I am mobile, leaving Richmond. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I need your help. If you could pick us up a couple things. Dave and I have got that meeting tomorrow, and just need a few documents to what we do, or if it's something I could download and print.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to help. I am going to be out of town for a couple hours. I should be back by 2 o'clock. If you want to, you know, get together then or email me what you need, I'll make sure you have them available. Wally, if you want to TX me on my cell, we can talk more. NAWRO.
Okay.
WFUKPS. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like I'll be there about a quarter to. Does that work?
Yeah, what do you feel like? Are you going to come here?
Yeah, I'll come out there. I wonder if you might want to try that place I told you about once that had. Looks like a dump, but it is really good food. It was called, what was it called, the rubber duck?
Okay, where is that at again?
I have to look it up, but it's down the road. It's where the county building is. We went up on, across the river, down about a mile, I think, or less.
All right, I guess I'll look it up.
All right, so let's see. I guess I can get it on the way home. I don't have to stop now. It's getting pretty low, though. All right, I'll call you when I'm close.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I'm preoccupied with something right now. Wally, did you get the information? KPRW8FU.
Yes, sir.
Walter is going to join us. So are you heading straight to the duck?
I suppose I could.
I mean, I don't care either way. We're just trying to get lined up for time.
I don't know. Whatever easiest for you. It doesn't matter to me.
What would be your ETA if you went straight there? Still a quarter two-ish?
I'll have to plug it in and see. Give me a moment. Yeah, Sean, a few minutes later,
11:47. Hey, Ricky, KKKL.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning, I guess, Bill. Tom, how are you doing?
Some work opportunities that popped up. 11:47, at the duck.
Hold on, I want to step on everybody, too. Let me just do it.
Yeah, with all these notes, it's great. It sounds like harmony. Let's all do it in harmony.
Hey,
All right, so I think while he's at meet there at the duck.
Yeah, I'll just call you on the phone. I don't want to insult anybody. WADD.
Sounds like Freddie and Bill are working on a tower or something like that. I'll back off for a bit. Hello to all. 73-KGO. Okay, it sounds quiet now. KGO.
Good morning, Tom. How's it going?
Morning. Kind of two officers on there. Freddy on there. It's like everybody stepped on everybody, and it was in that most that one precise moment there. Hey, Steve, did you?
No, I didn't hear nobody else in here but you.
Oh, I thought I heard Freddy on there, and Rich and Wally was on there. I don't know what I hear. Bill on there. I'm going to do a working on a tower or something like that. Okay, near neck of the woods, it's goodbye, Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah? I see.
Yeah, heading to Cadillac, and then the other 10 called and says, I got it figured out, so turn around. Probably about 30 minutes south of Cadillac, and now we're going down to Grand Blanc. So take care of that issue.
Well, there you go. That's something, I guess.
Yeah, I got in touch with them this morning, and got some other issues going at the office that is driving him nuts. I don't know if he reached back out to you or not, so he did touch base with me.
No, he didn't. I sent him an email to him, didn't come back, so.
Placed my Jimmy John's order.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big fan of Jimmy John's. I'm not crazy about it for some reason.
Huh. Have you tried different sandwiches, or were you a one-and-done kind of a person?
Yeah, I've tried a couple. Do they heat theirs up or toast them? Because I know that's the thing. I always like mine hot.
You know, I don't know. I always like mine cold. So, you know, I just like a good Italian sub. The Italian nightclub is a good one. That's what I ordered here. And I like, one of my favorite subs is the original Tubby's Famous or a jumbo with extra meat. I love Tubby's subs. And I'm looking straight ahead, and there's a Subway straight in front of me. And a Subway submarine sandwich is much better if you put Tubby's dressing on it. Tubby's dressing is so good.
Yeah, okay. Aren't the Tubby sub more like a, what do you call those things, foldovers or something? They're not really on a hoagie bun, right?
No, it's a regular submarine sandwich on a sub bun.
I remember getting one, and I thought it was unusual the way it was prepared. But anyways, well, my favorite subs, unfortunately, are gone now, was Tabella's. I thought they were fantastic.
Now, one of the sloppiest and falling apart subs I've ever had was a Firehouse sub. They put like two different kinds of sauces on them, and they cut their buns all the way through. So as you're eating it, the bun is sliding back and forth. The meat's getting pushed out on one side. If you take a bite of the right side of the sandwich, you're squishing the meat out the left side. I'm not a fan of Firehouse at all.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. Yeah, DeBello's had their bread was the thing, and their loyalty program was called the Bread Club. And they had a number of locations, not a lot, and all of a sudden they all closed like overnight, except for one south of Ann Arbor. There's only one, left in Michigan. I don't know what happened, but probably a financial issue, I'm guessing.
I'll guess a mismanagement issue, which leads to financial issues.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Wait a minute, I gotta navigate these. Two roundabouts, one right after another here. I gotta figure out where I'm going. Here we go. Alright, I think I'm right. Good. Alright, so you got a new truck, huh?
Well, new to me. So, yeah, the air conditioning wasn't working in the other one, and she was getting a little tired. You know, it had 309,000 miles on it.
And, you got your money's worth, that's for sure. Yeah. So, I spent the first 2 days down there in the horse track area. Not getting much action. Sunday I decided I'm moving over to the other area, and I'm glad I did, because I got a major sale on something I really wanted to sell. And if I would stayed out in the horse track area, I don't think I would have done it.
Yeah, my main reason for moving over on the grass over there is because, you know, in the morning I'll be the second car in line to get into the horse track, and you're held up because the horses are running.
Thank you.
And so then they start the second row, and then they start the third row of cars all waiting to get in over there. And then when it's time to start letting people in, now all of a sudden they're letting people in, you know, they're taking like the first row, the second row, the third row, and they're kind of, you know. So what's the sense in being there early if you're there, if you were there, you know, 15 or 20 cars behind me? People that came a half hour after you that were in that in the first part of that second and third row, they're getting in before you. So I don't want to sit there waiting, and it's not right. They should let people in from that first row and then the second row and then the third row, because that's the way they lined them up.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I even got in there on Friday. I was in the third row midway. And it looked like when they started letting people in, you know, they let the whole first row go, and then they let the second row, and then the third row. And while I was waiting there, they were starting to, you know, put cars back in the first row because they weren't letting them in until the, like the fifth row on the grass was through. So I didn't see any of what you were saying, but you were up in front there and you were seeing that. That's not good.
Yep, I've watched it, you know, years at a time, and it's like, the heck with this, why should I have to wait until 7 o'clock and then get pissed off because of the way that they're letting them in? I'll just get a spot out here on the grass, and I can be there for an hour before they even start letting those people in. So you just pull right up and drop your stuff off and then park, and you're good to go. You know, you're setting your stuff up, and you're ready to rock. So, anyway, that's why I went out there, and I'm glad that I did. I like the spots that I've got. And I saw what your friends that you set up with in the past there that one year, they had those canopies that were 10 foot wide and 15 foot deep, and I liked those so much, I bought two of them. So, you know, it allows me to set three tables up across, and on the ends, there's one table going forward. So the main tables going across are set back in by 6 feet. So that way people can walk under the canopy and take a look at what you got. It's protected from the sun and the rain and everything else.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I don't know. Did I cut out, Phil?
Yeah, I lost the repeater there for a moment, a little bit. That happens occasionally. So, sorry, I missed a lot of what you said. It seems to happen. Are you on dot six?
Yeah, I'm on 2.6. And I'm just about pulling up in the driveway, so I'm going to get out of here because I just ran up around the corner to Jimmy John's, get a sub, and I'm back home to. I've got a Dentron DTR 2000 I'm playing with on the bench.
I heard him 100% on the Mount Clemens. Hey, John.
John.
Yeah, I switched over there and heard it. So, it's something to do with the transmitter. So, all right, I'm just about where I got to be.
All right, I'll catch up with you guys later. Sean, did you hear I picked up the Centurion?
Nice. I've always liked those. I like that one I had. Unfortunately, the rest of the... I was wide.
You're why? Yeah, well, Jimmy Pinion's not there, not around anymore to yell at you, so you should be good to go now. And this one's got the same problem that you had with yours, with that, with a little bit of current being drawn. So it's at the same place that fixed yours is going to fix mine up. So I'll catch up with you later. I'm in the driveway, got to go eat my Jimmy John's. NHTV.
Yep, I just parked where we're getting lunch, so late for W8FU.
Okay, I'll be there in a minute. Okay, here.
I supposed to bring? I've got a radio and a cable for you. Was I supposed to bring anything else?
No, I think that's it. I got my stuff in the trunk in case we can look at it.
Yeah, I'll have you call me back to the shop after we're done here and see if it's possible. What was I going to say? Did you get the software? I gave you a link to the software.
Negative, I did not see that. Hold on, I just drove by the place. I wasn't paying attention.
Walter, where are you?
Getting off the exit, WA-237, North River Road exit.
Alright, Phil is pulling in right now. Gonna kibitz with him out here, transfer some stuff, and then we'll go get a tableau.
W at a few. W. Afternoon, guys. WDHPKL.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Can't remember being stopped by a train here.
You guys must be nearby if I hear you on talk around. Are you near 23 and Gratiot? Wow, I'm sitting at 23 and I'm at the Chick-fil-A at 23 and Gratiot, and I'm hearing you.
Alright, well, I just switched over to the repeater again. Phil is apparently listening elsewhere, but probably be sensing the heck out of him.
a Motorola. Doesn't make sense.
Oh, really? Depends on your antenna.
Sorry, I'll double with you. Try again.
I said it depends on your how much gain you have on your antenna.
True. All right, we're just where we're going. So, keep here.
Pulling one of those to the right of that big black truck.
That time you did descend me.
Oh boy, they got two lanes at this Chick-fil-A. Everybody wants chicken today, I guess.
Hey,
currently connected to CMN Network.
This is Eddie Zetafe for KDTX, a brief announcement. Currently, MICOM will be under standby. We're under severe thunderstorm watch number 221, and that is in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. Storms are currently about, I'm guesstimating, about 3 hours out, 3 to 4 hours out. So everything for now is going to be under standby until the storms get closer. Piper is going to be on her way into NWS shortly, as well as I. But currently I'm home operating. But just want to let you guys know, in case we have to break in, Kenny Cusos, that may happen. I just want to give everybody a heads up. And XSA for KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake.
Copy your last there, Randy. NAWRO Richmond.
Good Lord, I'll forgive you only this time that you called me Randy. I'll forgive you just this time. Hi. Name's Ted, calls NAZSA. I look like Randy, unfortunately, but I'm not Randy.
Apologies, rushing to get home. Didn't get reset here in time, so. NAWRO, apologies.
Not a problem. Just yanking your chain. NAZSA.
NAWRO, KCAK, Diego.
NAWRO, go ahead, Tom.
So what, we got three little puppy things coming across, it sounds like.
Yep, understood. We're standing by. Going to end up joining the Mecca and FBI after we DC from Central. When the time comes. Thank you, sir. NAWRO.
Alright, sounds good. Okay, I'll be in Oakland County for right now. KCAK Joe.
Hey Tom, you've got DMR, right? So we could, I guess we can't do that either for a workaround. Alright, understood. NAWRO.
WAB.
Yeah, go ahead, Wally.
He's got CHF C25. That will work for him.
Yeah, there you go. That's the answer. In case we join the two, P25 will be our talk around.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I got it up. Monitoring. So I can't do DMR because I'm using my Motorola for GMRS, my coworker, but I do have my 6550 HT. But all I have is 51 and 52. I don't have via vent channels, so left my other radio at home.
Yeah, and of course if mic on lights up, we're not using DMR anyway, so P25 be the answer.
Yep, radio's on and listening out. All right, guys. Talk soon. I'll keep monitoring. KCKJO.
NAWRO.
Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot Juliet Hotel. Kilo Delta 8. Sierra Foxtrot Zulu.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8RJB, W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO, do you copy KFA, GBA, over?
NAWRO, go ahead.
Hi, Tim, this is Tom out of Birch Run. I just want to say hi to you today, see how you're doing. Over.
Yeah, doing well, Tom. Just kind of watching the storms here. Going to light up the Skywarn net shortly. How's the weather in your area up there?
So far, just sunny, partly cloudy, you know, hazy-like, just kind of looking like something might be heading this way. Over.
Yes, sir, it is. There's a line coming our way. Going to hit Birch Run, too. NAWRO, we'll clear the air. Appreciate the check-in. After you, sir.
Why, thank you, sir. I heard the same thing on another repeater out of Saginaw a little while ago. I think it was about 1 o'clock. They're going to do the same thing. So that's why I just wanted to check in with you, see what you had to say about it, and appreciate the comeback there. This is KF8GBA, and we'll be clear and final. Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Have a good one. NAWRO.
Hello, Delta Sierra Foxtrot Zulu monitoring.
NAWRO testing.
NAWDZ monitoring. And Tim, you are coming through 4-9. You got good signal, but a lot of hiss in the background and a little quiet. But totally readable. NAWDZ, standing by.
All right, Mike, thanks for that. Let me go over to the Mecca and try transmitting there. Stand by. N8VDZ, N8WRO, how's this one?
Clearer. Still some hiss in the background, but considerably clearer in sound. N8VDZ.
Copy your last. For all those monitoring, W88MAC and K8FBI are now joined, and we're separated from Central Michigan, standing by for the start of a Skywarn net. NAWRO, clear.
ACQ, Bill, standing by and monitoring.
NACAL, standing by and monitoring.
November 8 X-ray Zulu standing by, monitoring.
WFU, K8PR.
YNU monitoring.
This is WCC80, Macomb County Skywarn. At 3:36 p.m., the National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac, has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern half of Macomb County until 4:30 p.m. 3:36, a severe thunderstorm was located near Rochester, or Romeo, moving northeast at 50. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail are the hazards. The storm will be near Romeo and Armada around 3:40, Memphis around 3:50. It's also impacting New Haven, Shelby Township, Ray Center, Chesterfield Township, Utica, Washington, and Stony Creek Metro Park. Starting the net in condition yellow, and then when they drop this warning, we'll start taking check-ins. But for now, if you have any reports of hail, dime size or better, flooding over the curbs of roadway, high winds, give us speed as estimated or measured. Do not hesitate to call net control. We will take reports without check-ins. This WC80 Macomb County Skywarn, that is in condition yellow. We are checked in with MICON.
WRO from W8FU.
W8FU, KPR.
Yeah, hey, Phil. I think they might have linked up. There might be a Skywarn that's starting. Anybody confirm that?
Yes, I can.
Skywarn is
that.
Position yellow, not doing a check-in as of yet, but they are up and online. W8
BPD. All right, thank you for that information. W8FU, Phil, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, call me on my phone. KPR.
WCAD Macomb County Skywarn National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac has extended the severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Macomb County until 4 p.m. Until 4:30 p.m. correction. Going to be near Memphis and Memphis around 3:50. So as soon as they post the bulletin for it, we'll get you a better idea, but this is from my console. Northeast Macomb County, eyes to the skies, severe thunderstorm warning until 4:30 p.m. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. The net is in condition yellow. Skywarn, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for northeastern Macomb County. At 3:55, severe thunderstorm was located near Armada, 7 miles northwest of Richmond, moving northeast at 40. Radar indicated 60-mile-per-hour wind gust and penny-sized hail in a storm. Severe storm will be near Memphis around 4 p.m. Other locations impacted by the storm include Ray Center and New Haven. And that is in condition yellow, and as soon as we clear this warning and get back to the watch, we'll start taking check-ins under condition green. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn.
Net Control, WCAD, this is QBGFF. Jeff?
Go ahead, Steve. We're in condition yellow, so we're not taking check-ins right now. I suspect after 4:30. WCD.
You answered my question before I asked it. Okay. Good luck to you. Thanks. This could be a GFM.
Yeah, stick around. We should be getting released from that in about 15 minutes. WCD, Macomb County Skywarn.
Roger that. Yep, sticking around. On the All-Star.
WCAD Macomb County Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County northeast until 4:30 p.m. Should just be about blowing out of the area. As soon as they release us from this warning, we will go to condition green and we'll be taking check-ins. So if you're listening, just stand by. It's WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. Quick reminder, too, under condition yellow, we are looking for only reports of hail, given the size. Dime size are better. Flooding over the curves of roadways and high winds, giving estimated or measured speeds. Wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. WCD, Macomb County Skywarn. WCD, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning that was in effect till 4:30 has been allowed to expire by National Weather Service. Therefore, the net goes back into condition green. We will be taking check-ins. And remind you that under condition green, we're looking for gust front arrivals, approaching thunderstorms, torrential rain with near zero visibility. And also condition yellow, hail flooding over the curves and high winds, and condition reds. Damaging winds over 50, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. With that, we'll be taking check-ins. You can check in with your call sign and your nearest major cross street. And we will take everybody one at a time. We got plenty of time. It's WCAE Macomb County Skywarn. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now.
November 8th, Whiskey Radio Oscar, NAWRO, 32 Mile and M19. I'm your key station.
November 8th, X-ray Zulu, 13 in Van Dyke.
All stations, please stand by. I'll take check-ins one at a time. When I acknowledge the station that it checked in, then we're ready for another check-in. The procedure is, this is release your key to make sure you're not doubling with anyone. Give it a couple of seconds. Then call in with your call sign phonetically in your nearest major intersection. I've got WRO. Station that was doubling with WRO, please try again.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango, Quebec. I am at DeQuinter in 13.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Oscar 13 in DeQuinter. Thank you. Any other station?
This is November 8, X-ray, Zulu, 13 and Van Dyke, and 8XZ.
This number 8, X-ray, Zulu, 13 Van Dyke, thank you. Any other station?
This is N8KNS, 14 and Ryan, mobile.
November 8, Kilo November Sierra, in future, please call in phonetically. 14 and Ryan, thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Next station.
At control, this is
November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, 10 mile and Ryan.
November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, I have 10 mile and Ryan, correct?
Affirmative.
All right, thank you, sir. Any other station, please call.
It is. November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot, Metro Parkway, Gratiot.
November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot, 16 mile and Gratiot. Thank you, sir. Any other?
This is November 8, X-ray Zulu, 13 in Van Dyke.
No point.
November 8, X-ray Zulu, I've already got you in the roll, sir. I recognize you. Thank you. Any other station, please call.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, 10 Mile Road, just west of Mound.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, 10 Mile Mound, thank you. Any other stations?
Net control, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Mobile 32 eastbound at DeQuinter, just getting into the county.
All right, KC8KJO, Mobile 32 in DeQuinter. Thank you, sir. Any other stations?
This is Hello, Foxtrot. Go back to the
All right, Kilo Fox 8, Fox Golf Queen. Give me your cross streets again, sir. You really got a poor signal in the machine.
Fox 8, Fox
sir, I cannot make out the location. So I've got your call as Kilo Fox 8, Foxtrot, Queen Yankee, QSL. All right. Any other station, please call.
Jet Control, this is. November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa, mobile, currently at Grosbeck and Hall Road.
November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa, mobile, Grosbeck and M59. Any other stations?
Next call, this is.
November 8, Zulu, Italy. Armada Point, or Romeo Point, and Armada Center.
November 8, Zulu, India, Romeo Point, and Armada Center. Thank you. Any other stations?
This is.
Echo 8, Yankee, November, Uniform, 27 ingression.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November, Uniform, 27 ingression. Thank you, sir. Any other station?
This is Kilo Delta 8, Sierra, Foxtrot, Zulu, Grosbeck, Utica.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra, Foxtrot, Zulu. Thank you, sir. Any other stations?
Net Control, this is. Whiskey 8, Bravo, Papa Delta. 16-mile road and Shainer mobile.
Whiskey 8, Bravo, Papa Delta mobile, 16 and Shainer. Any other station?
This is Kilowatt Bravo 8, Golf, Fox, Fox. Red Mile Harper, St. Clair Shores, Jeff, checking in.
Kilo Bravo 8, Golf, Fox, Trout, Fox, Trout. Got you, Steve. Any other station?
Kilowatt 8, Juliet Echo Hotel, Jim, 21 mile in Sugar Bush.
Kilo 8, Juliet Echo Hotel, 21 in Sugar Bush.
This is Whiskey 8. Portable 23 and
station calling, you're not holding the machine. Try one more time, sir. Nothing heard. Ask everyone wait till net control calls for check-ins, please. I was adjusting my writing service. Anyway, any stations wishing to check in, please call net control.
Net control, this is Kilo Delta 8, Papa Bravo Echo, 17 in Hayes.
Kilo Delta 8, Papa Bravo Echo, 17 in Hayes. Thank you, sir. Any other stations?
Call is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango, named his son, Delta Oscar November, in Clinton Township, Michigan.
And what are your nearest major crossroads, Don?
I think it would be 14 in Gratiot and in Beaconsfield. I think that's where it is. I could be wrong, but I could be right about that. KCCPT.
All right, you're 14 in Gratiot. Any other stations, please call.
At control, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Mike Golf, 21 mile in Jefferson.
Kilo Fox 8, Foxtrot Mike Golf, 20 in Jefferson. Thank you. Anyone else?
Net control, this is. Net control, this is NYBY. Utica Road and Hayes.
All right, NYBY, Hayes and Utica. Any other stations? none. The net remains in condition green. Severe thunderstorm watch number 221 in effect until 8 p.m. for all 17 counties in the DTX responsibility area, including Macomb. This is WCAD, Macomb County, Skywarn. The station calling at control, you're unreadable, sir. Please try again.
This is Whiskey 8, Victor Oscar X-ray 24 and Romeo Point, checking in.
Whiskey 8, Victor Oscar X-ray 24 and Romeo Point. Thank you, sir.
Net Control, this is November 8, Victor Alpha Zulu.
Victor Alpha Zulu.
I am going to be checking out of the net. I will check back in when I return shortly. 15-20 minutes.
All right, sir, we'll show you it's checked out. Thank you. This is WCAD, Macomb County, Skywarn. The National Weather Service continues the severe thunderstorm watch for Macomb County until 8 p.m. The net is in condition green and accepting check-ins. This is WCAD, Macomb County, Skywarn.
KGRP to net.
GRP.
Checking in, Moravian and Cass. Kilo Echo 8, Julia, Romeo, Papa.
I got that you caught me off guard. Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, Romeo, Papa. Is that correct?
Affirm.
All right, very good, and I've got you, Cass and Moravian. Thanks, sir. This is WCAD, Macomb County, Skywarn. At 5:02, the National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac, issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:30 p.m. for Macomb County. At 4:59, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near North Branch to near Livonia, moving northeast at 35. Radar indicated hazards of 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. The net is in condition yellow. We will not be taking check-ins at this time, but we will be taking reports of hail, giving the size, dime size or bigger, flooding over the curbs or roadway, damaging winds over 50 miles an hour, wall cloud, funnel cloud, and tornadoes. You do not have to be checked into the net to make these reports. This is WCAD, Macomb County, Skywarn.
Net Control from November 8th, Hotel Alpha Papa.
Hotel Alpha Papa.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to update my location, 23 Mile in Jefferson.
Their location again, sir? I was looking for you on the list.
23 Mile and Jefferson.
23 and Jefferson. Thank you, sir. WCAD, Macomb County, Skywarn.
Net Control, this is N8BDZ.
NABDZ from Net Control, we'll show you check back in, sir. CD Macomb County Skywarn. WCAD Macomb County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm watch, or warning, from Macomb County continues until 6:30 p.m. We are not taking check-ins this time, but we will take reports from any station with severe weather phenomena, including flooding over the curbs, hail giving us the size, damaging winds over 50 miles per hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. Those are always accepted at any time. Let's see. So this should be hitting Romeo right about now. Clinton Township at 525. St. Clair Shores, Mount Clemens, KPAC, and Macomb Township around 5:30. So everybody keep an eye out because severe thunderstorms spawn tornadoes, or at least funnel clouds. This is WCAV Macomb County Skywarn. The net is in condition yellow.
Net control, this is November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot.
November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot.
I want to report gust front arrival at Metro Parkway and Gratiot.
Show that at 524. And that was location again, please.
16 Mile and Gratiot.
24 gust front arrival, 16 and Gratiot. WCEE Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:30 p.m. for Macomb County. The net remains in condition yellow, meaning we are taking no check-ins, but we will take reports from anyone checked in or not of the following conditions. Flooding over the curbs or roadway. Hail. Damaging winds over 50 miles per hour. Wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. If you have any of these weather phenomena affecting you in your area, please contact Net Control. This is WCAV, Macomb County Skywarn. WCAV, Macomb County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning from Macomb County continues until 6:30 p.m. The net is in condition yellow. Not taking check-ins at this time. WCAD Macomb County Skyline.
Kilo Delta 8, Victor Alpha X-ray.
Station calling.
I'm sorry, did you say you were taking check-ins?
Yes, sir. Stand by until we go into condition green, and we'll be more than happy to take your check-in. But we will take your reports if you have any severe weather. WCAD Macomb County Skywarn.
Net Control, this is N8VDZ.
Victor Delta Zulu.
I will be checking out of the net, sir.
I will show you out at 5:47 Eastern Daylight. Thank you, sir. WCAE Macomb County Skywarn.
Copy that, NAPDZ, clear.
So simply. WCAE Macomb County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning from Macomb remains in effect until 6:30 p.m. The net is in condition yellow. We are not taking check-ins at this time, but we will take reports of flooding over the curbs, hail, giving the size, please, damaging winds over 50 miles an hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. You do not have to be checked in with Net Control to make a report of those conditions. This is WCAD Macomb County Skywarn. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County remains in effect until 6:30 p.m. Net is currently in condition yellow. We're not taking check-ins at this time, but we will take reports from anyone of the following. Flooding over the curbs or roadway. Hail giving us the size. Damaging winds over 50 miles per hour. Wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. So if you have any of those situations happening where you're at, do not hesitate to report them to Net Control. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn, and that remains in condition yellow. No, not damage reports. No, I said, and while we're under condition yellow, even though you're not checked in, we will take reports of. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn, the National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac, has canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County at 6:09 p.m., and that is now in condition green, where we will take reports of torrential rain with near zero visibility, approaching thunderstorms, and gust front arrival, plus all the above yellow and red conditions. We will be taking check-ins, and WCAD Macomb County Skywarn, condition green.
South Orange, Sierra Foxtrot, Zulu, Connect Control.
35. All right, guys, one at a time. I heard a Foxtrot Zulu.
Yeah, just Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Foxtrot Zulu. I'm gonna step out for now. I will be back if we go back into condition yellow.
All right, sir. I will check you out at 6:10 Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you for being here, WCAD Macomb County Skywarn. The other station. All right, we don't need your unit number. I just need your call sign and your nearest major intersection.
This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa 12 and Harper.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa 12 and Harper. Thank you, sir.
Net Control, this is KCKGO.
WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn at 6:17 Eastern Daylight Time. All watches and warnings have been canceled by National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac. I'd like to thank everyone for your participation. Again, without you all, the system does not work. So thank you again. Till next time, WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn, returning the repeater to regular amateur use.
Good job, Jeff. Appreciate it. Sounded real good tonight. Give you a chance up.
Hey, Steve.
And I'm going to second that, Jeff. NACAF. W8RJD, W8FU.
W8FU, this is W8RJD. Did you call out for me? I did. I just wanted to get news to you. I did a complete overhaul and revamp of the hub, and now I got a new node number for you to connect to. Because the old one may not be long for this world. Can you shoot me an email on that? I'm good on QRZ. I'd like to get that changed in my node. Okay, yeah, I'll shoot you an email and I'll let you know, but I'm just trying to revamp everything, and I just noticed you logged in, and it's probably just whatever's programmed into your notes, so we'll get you updated. Good, thanks a lot. Hope you're staying dry out there. I am. Just a little drizzle on my way home. I seem to miss it all, and then we had a little hole in the storm, so they avoided Warren and went north and south of us. How you been? Haven't heard you in a while. Busy. That's the thing. Work's been keeping me so busy that I get on every time I'm in the truck. You know, if I'm to or from court, or if I've got visits I got to do, or you know, running around. But man, it's hard to get on with all the I guess probate. So business is good for some reason. Well, I guess that's not a bad thing, right? Keep busy and keep counting them stacks. That's right. The wife likes to see the billable hours. I see. You're not calling her the taskmaster, so I guess that's okay. I don't know if I have my radio sit on in my desk, so I got to be careful. I'll bet. All right, I'll get that off to you. I'm just doing some housekeeping, and I happened to look up and saw you were logged in there. I just wanted to make sure I got you the news. I'll get you the email out, and we'll go from there. Yeah. I think it's about time to look for some dinner. All right, we'll catch you. Oh, man. Let's see here. Where are you at? Are you actually on the repeater right now? Because I don't see you coming in on your node. Yep, I'm actually on the repeater right now. On the node, I have my node on at home, and it is logged in at home. Unless it's, sometimes it times out and it jumps off, but last I checked, I was on at home. Yeah, I just went to look up, and I said, wait a minute, you're not coming in on that, on the node. So, all right, I'll get you the information. You can get it switched up. WRJD, WFU. All right, John, you have a good night. Get something good to eat. Take care. W8RJD. Well, that's easy. Isn't it, though? I've had that domain since 1996. Yeah, I said, well, that's almost as easy as remembering my call. Yeah, and then there's a company that owns the .com, and they're a pretty big size company, and I can't. There's no way I'm gonna be able to wrestle it away from them. I think they're out of the Netherlands. But all right, I gotta get inside. I actually taking this food home to the wife. W8RJD. All right, we'll catch you later. W8FU.
Radio.
W8FU.
Did your neighborhood survive, Wally? NAWRO. House, but not over here. storm, but we really didn't have much up here in Richmond. I mean, other than, you know, rain, some wind.
Yeah, like most of these storms, the farther they head east and the later in the day, they lose their intensity. So I guess in that respect, we're somewhat fortunate.
So that's a good question. When you were in Pawpaw, did you get more storms because you were on the west side?
I listen to them all the time, you know, on the fire channel thing, because I've got them still on their e-dispatch, and I'll bet you they had 15 calls.
A lot of down wires, no doubt. Call Edison, stand by until they arrive.
They had a car hit some trees, because trees fell in front of them. What else? One lightning strike that didn't turn out to be anything. Yeah, the storms are usually pretty strong over there because the lake amplifies it. And then as they march across, coming to us, we have distance, and we also lose sun load, which is good for us.
Yeah, come to think of it, my son was at Western Michigan, Kalamazoo, did the flight school there. Yeah, the storms are worse that way.
Yeah, and Lake Michigan helps multiply it a little bit. So, but they're used to it, you know, like us. We're not. We're out walking the dog. If we can get her to do another mile today, but no, we're going to be nice. We're only going to do one lap. That's only half a mile. But here she's into sniffing trees, so she's no hurry.
That poor puppy did a marathon the other day. You should give her a rest.
But she's not one that's going to let her dog rest.
Well, as long as she doesn't put little booties on it, that's fine.
You know, it's funny. We won a basket. We did one of those raffle drawings for all the different baskets and things and prizes. And we won a doggy walkie basket. It was a nice prize. I mean, a leash and a baggy container, flashlight, book, water bottle designed for the dog, all sorts of other things. And one of the things in there was, portable water bowl. One of the things that was in it was doggy booties.
Yeah, back in the day, my Boston would never wear the booties. Just no way, no how, not going to happen.
I think if it's really, really, really cold out, or if it's really, really, really hot out, you know, or icy, Marion says, you know, I think you should do it. But some dogs don't do well with booties. They just, like, freeze. I'm not sure how this one would do.
Well, all right, Wally, I think I'm going to call it a day. Thanks for your help today. Good signal on the walk there. You must have got that dialed in. And AWRO, after you, sir.
Yeah, I'm using my neighborhood hotspot. I've got it hooked up to my outside antenna, and I put it on this channel to the All-Star node. And then I did the best I could to protect it. All the PLs have to match in order for it to transmit. So hopefully it doesn't fail on me.
Well, it's a good signal now. I know when you were working on it, you had some issues, but it's working for you now.
And I'm on the new approved node, so we're all good.
I heard earlier, we both heard you earlier, HOIP is working again. That's good. HOIP access. So there you go.
Yeah, I've fallen in love with that repeater phone. That is really, really nice. That's like my favorite go-to now. But that's an iPhone-only thing.
You know, I have that on my phone. I have an iPhone. I have it on the phone. But I haven't, you know, configured it yet. But then again, I'm usually hanging around here, and 3 blocks away, so I don't know.
Well, you can put the Mecca on it, and you can put FDI on it, and it works remarkably well.
Yeah, I got to do it just as like a backup or as an alternate method of contact, you know, connecting. But, yeah, fortunate to live not that far away from a certain tower here. So, oh, we'd like to say a Bofang with a paperclip in a basement. It'll work.
All right. I'll let you go. I'll talk later. Neighbors want to talk to us, so. 73, WAVD.
NAWRO, clear as well. Have a good one, Wally.
NAWRN to NAWRO, this is the region.
Gary, I read you loud and clear. Go ahead, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah, I'm sucking on my bow thing, by water. Using a car antenna, heading over to my mother-in-law's. The garage door spring broke, and then my power is out, so I got my generator running, so I'm just helping them out first, but I call them again.
Well, copy that. Helping the family out there. Must have had a power because of the storm power outage, I assume. A little scratchy coming in on that last one, but I can still copy. What repeater are you coming in on? Because there is one up north there. Which one you're coming in on there, Gary?
You know, here I'm transmitting to the 147-800 repeater output.
All right, I'm going to switch over there, see if I get a better signal. Stand by. NAWRN, NAWRO. Go ahead, Gary, try this.
Yep, Tim, you're coming in where a little scatter, but not much at all. Just my receiving kind of stuff. I'm guessing I'm getting a signal from Clemen, but I don't know enough about the whistle.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at the voter. You are getting into Mount Clemens. Slightly better here than over there. Right now, this minute, we got the two connected. I was over on the FBI. But listen, I'm going to call it a day for the day. It was a long day. But I'm glad you're doing well. Glad to hear you. It's been a long time, you know, since we've had a QSO. So have a good one. Gary, I'll listen out. This is November 8th. NAWRO after you, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm glad I was able to finally talk for a long time. I just happened to have a 2 minute break here. You have a great one, Tim, and NAWRN. Clear enough. You have a good night. Good night.
Yeah, 73, Gary. NAWRO, clear.